This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Absolutely magnificent. It's 7:30.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
We're heading off to connect with Mike Bernard, who's an analytical strategist that helps churches and mission organizations and individuals like you and I to understand the season that we live in. He's got his passport in his pocket and he keeps touching his pocket to check that he's got it there, and his bag is packed and he's wondering if he needs to take potkos. It's Mike Bernard. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, all packed and nowhere to go. Yeah, we're ready to go, Brad, and very excited.
Yeah, if you're anything like my wife, and you say two hours is enough, or 3 hours for an international flight or whatever, she's like, no, we've got to get there earlier. Got to be there. Yeah. There's this level of excitement, and however you choose to express that excitement, Mike, just to know that in a few hours and a bit of traveling once it's behind you, when you walk out there and you've gone through immigration and all the formalities and you're going to be met by somebody, and the joy in their faces and the joy in your face to see them, that's going to be something.
Yeah, it's always special, Brad. It's really an amazing experience to know that people that have been isolated through war and trauma and hardship, and the only thing they want, the only thing they want, they don't want a preacher, they don't want an evangelist, they don't want an apostle, they don't want a prophet, they just want the presence of Jesus in flesh. And us going is just to confirm the body of Christ. We're not really a special group of people. We're just people who love the Lord and who love his church and who loves his bride. So we, you know, when you walk out into the airport from customs, and they just stand there with their arms open and say, welcome, ya Habibi, welcome.
Yeah.
It's such a glorious experience.
So let's chat about what you want to chat about this morning, Mike. I mean, I've got my eye on what's happening with those activists. They were captured, and there's talking of, I don't know, kidnapping, and I'm not sure exactly how we're supposed to see it, through which eyes. I suppose it depends which side you want to be on, because we love to pick sides. What's going on there?
Yeah, let me just first come back to your left-handedness.
Okay.
And say Judges 20 verse 16. Among the Benjamites, 700 elite soldiers were left-handed and could sling stones with pinpoint accuracy. And then Judges 3 verse 15 talks about Ehud, the left-hand deliverer. So he put his left hand, he used his left hand to conceal a sword. So yeah, the great thing in this story is that God uses the unexpected traits of people to bring liberation. And I think if we look at what's happened, you know, with the flotillas and everything, it's important to know that they knew from the beginning that they're not going to achieve anything. They knew that they were going to be arrested. They knew that they're going to be stopped. But they wanted to put the media focus on what's happening in the region. So I think they achieved exactly what they purposed out to do. And that was put the whole world's focus on a group of people that were willing to go the extra mile to put a focus on a region that's very traumatic. I think as Christians, Brad, we need to be a voice for the voiceless. The Bible is very clear, you know, so to speak out on behalf of those who cannot speak on behalf of themselves.
Yes.
What happened will be exaggerated from both sides. We need to know this morning that we will believe the narrative we want to believe. The fact that Greta was dragged by her hair and made to kiss the Israeli flag, and, you know, that she was in brackets tortured, it's obviously the narrative that the people would like to use. It might be true that she was dragged from the boat because she resisted. It might be true that she was made to kiss the Israeli flag. But that narrative will be exaggerated by those who support Palestine. On the other side, we also need to know that those who support the narrative of Israel will use a narrative of a group of lunatic people who just go out on boats and will achieve nothing. What we need to say to one another as Christians, Brad, this morning, is we need to be a voice for the voiceless, regardless of who that voiceless is. If it's the people in Khayelitsha, as Christians, it's our mandate to speak out. This is why we're going to Syria, to be a voice, to say there are people who are suffering, and we need to speak out. I personally can imagine that the Israeli soldiers, I saw some of the footage, boarded the yachts and the boats with fairly much aggression, and that's easy to believe, but on the same time, I know that why they would be aggressive. You know, they didn't like this PR. So, yeah, Brad, I think let's not try and assert this morning who's right and who's wrong, or who's right and who's left. Let's try and assert this morning that God, in his goodness, has placed his church on planet Earth for a time such as this. We are the hope that people need. We are the love that people need to see. And the Bible is very clear. By this will the world know that you are my disciples, by the love that you carry in your hearts, first of all for one another, and secondly for those that even include your enemies. So let's go out this morning and just be the love people that God created us to be.
I love that. Thanks, Mike. Well, into the Booker, as they like to do when it's finals type rugby, they want to give us, I don't know, make us nervous and bite our nails, and they were doing some weird things on the field there. But well done to the Springboks. It's another great feat being back-to-back winners of the rugby championship, which we've never done before as a South African team. So well done to them, and also making history.
Listen, Brad, I'll take a bad lose above a good a bad win. Above a good lose. I'm happy. And they seem to do it with the 2 points and 1 point. And as you say, it's good. It's good for our faith and our prayer lives, but it's not good for our sporting lives, I tell you. but well done to the box. They deserve it. They're just a unique bunch of people. I love the team efforts. I love the way that they talk about one another and deal with one another. And I'm sure, you know, it's different personalities, and yet they have the ability to unite when it comes to the game and when it comes to the nation. And well done to the box.
Yeah, exciting time. So we're grateful for that. Mike, you're going to be heading off later today. We wish you well, and a pleasant journey and a pleasant flight and all of that. And no stickiness when it comes to, when you've got to go through immigration and all of those things. Would you still be able to keep in touch with us, even though you're not going to be at home while you're there? Maybe you can send us some reports of what you're seeing and what the morale is on the ground while you're there. Would that be something you could do, and then we could share it with the listeners on a Monday morning?
Oh, absolutely, Brad. It will be my absolute joy. I really hope we will, next week this time, we will be in Syria. And hopefully, you know, I can send a message from a voice note from Syria to also just let the people know how the elections are going, what people are feeling on the ground, how the church is doing, what our brothers and sisters are asking, how we can pray. So hopefully next week I can share something from the field firsthand, and let people know how the church in the Middle East is doing according to their own understanding of what God is doing in this season.
Yeah, we appreciate that so much. Pleasant travels. Don't forget the neck pillow, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brad, and a lovely week for you and to all the listeners.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.